And as a people, we want and need economic growth, but now we must also expect environmental responsibility and respect the natural world.
It was a Republican President George Bush Sr. and not a Democrat who helped steer through one of the US's most ambitious pieces of climate change legislation to date, amending the Clean Air Act in 1990 to limit air pollution and tackle everything from urban smog to acid rain. While his son fared less well, refusing to ratify the Kyoto Protocol in 2001 and helping tank brand America around the world, George H.W. made an important point. Protecting the environment and advancing big business didn't need to be mutually exclusive. One wonders if the current occupant of the White House, Donald J. Trump, has ever listened to that speech.
We've seen enough of this stalemate. It's time to clear the air. You know, I think we will.
Indeed, since moving into Pennsylvania Avenue in January of 2017, Trump's administration has mounted a concerted effort to refute climate change science and loosen regulations in favor of the fossil fuel industry. So how did the 45th president of the US become such a champion in chief of the environmental skeptics and naysayers, and why? As ever with Trump, the answer is complicated and contradictory. Trump's musings on the environment actually predate his ascendancy to the presidency. Taking to his favorite communications medium, Twitter, he regularly lambasted his predecessor, Barack Obama, for wasting federal money tackling global climate change, and as recently as 2015, he called the whole thing a hoax.
All of this with the global warming and that, a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry, okay?
But then, just as we're starting to think we're seeing a pattern, Donald Trump performs many about turns as if trying to throw us off the scent. In 2009, for example, he signed an open letter that challenged Obama to come up with a more meaningful climate change policy. More recently, he has extolled the importance of clean air, and who can forget those clean coal comments, while allowing measures that will undermine it. Often he has framed his stance as a business competitivity issue.
Right now we're at the cleanest we've ever been, and that's very important to me. But if we're clean, but every other place on Earth is dirty, that's not so good.
Of course, actions speak louder than words. And ever since the now shamed and departed fossil fuel apologist Scott Pruitt was installed to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, we knew something was amiss. And no action speaks louder than the decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, a huge blow, even if many of the US's largest companies have vowed to continue following its rulebook. More recently, the assault on climate change has targeted people working in government agencies, pressuring staff to avoid using the words climate change in speeches. There have also been moves to amend how scientific studies are carried out by doing away with worst-case scenario projections, and several members of Trump's inner circle are pushing to create a climate change panel that will challenge environmental assessments, according to a recent New York Times report. The chasm between George H.W. Bush and Trump may simply be a reflection of radically different times. The age of political decorum and bipartisanship. Bush happily mentioned the Democrats in the room in that speech, are long gone, meaning a compromise on the environment is unlikely. And then there are the people that Trump has chosen to surround himself with, many of them committed climate change deniers. Just listen to this Arctic Council speech by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo earlier this month.
The Arctic is at the forefront of opportunity and abundance. It houses 13% of the world's undiscovered oil, 30% of its undiscovered gas, and an abundance of uranium, rare earth minerals, gold, diamonds, and millions of square miles of untapped resources. fisheries galore.
Dark money donors, so competently described by New Yorker journalist and Monocle big interviewee Jane Mayer, also doubtlessly have a part to play. Thanks to the Mercers and the Kochs, deep pockets, among others, what was once fringe thinking is now part of the Republican mainstream, and that includes the environment. We know that Trump, an embracer of science quackery and conspiracy theories, doesn't have the best grasp of the facts. And whether it's someone who has the presidential ear, a distorted vision that the US will lose out to China if it abandons fossil fuels, despite the Asian powers' move to dominate the clean energy market, or simply watching too much Fox and Friends.
In fact, the whole climate crisis, as they call it, is not only fake news, it's fake science.
We may not be sure. But that also doesn't mean that we should doubt for one moment the convictions of this administration.
My administration is putting an end to the war on coal.
For Monocle in New York, I'm Ed Stocker.